Good morning, Captains. You're listening to The Flea Show, brought to you in part by Salmon, the other white meat. Or pink. Is it pink or white?
Pink.
Brought to you. Take two. You're listening to The Flea Show, brought to you by, in part, Salmon, the other pink meat. Now here are two idiots, Captain Randy and Ken.
Where did we get that guy at?
That is Rich Farmer. Anyway, welcome to another edition of The Flea Show. Hey, Ken, how is the adult repair shop coming? Did you get some investors?
It's going pretty good. I've got a couple of backers. They're going to supply me with the money to repair things.
Are those chewing backers?
There's chewing backers. One on toppers.
Hey, I got to tell you about the camping trip I had.
Yes.
This past weekend. Went fishing on Saturday, and my wife wouldn't bait her hook, so I had to bait her. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I had to put the worm on there for her. Okay? She likes me to touch the worm.
Really? Did you ever use any of that fake cheese?
No.
Some Fremunda cheese?
No. No, but anyway, as I'm baiting her hook, a fish takes my pole and just takes off with it.
Really?
Yep, went right in the water. Anyway, we did that, and let's see, broke gas grill that attaches to the camper. It fell off, and it was full of hamburger, cooking hamburger, so that was a good time, which was fine because I was drinking at the time anyway. And then there was these two guys who obviously were, shall we say, partners.
Oh, like investments?
Camping.
Oh.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
And they rode bikes all day and all night in the campground. But the thing that really hit me was one of them had a carrying case on the front of his bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And there was a poodle in it.
Ooh, what kind of poodle?
I don't know. One of those that had the look on its face. Did you ever have an animal, a dog?
Not recently.
No?
No.
What was her name?
Let's not go into it.
No, I've got a beagle, and if we go to a motel room that's, you know, trying to save 20 or 30 bucks.
Yeah.
To get a cheap one, then take the dog. Some place that will allow the dog. It's one of those, the poodle was like one of those, like my beagle will just sit there and look at the doorknob like, we really need to get the hell out of here and quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, when you let your animal stay at one of them hotels, is that a Michael Vick-sponsored hotel? You leave them at the front gate, and they just, you just you're like, oh yeah, we'll make sure your dog gets back to you and everything, all the shots. It'll be a good time.
What? You need a rope with that?
Yeah, and at the end of the night, they put it to sleep by throwing it against the ground.
Any Michael Vick updates?
Well, I'm trying to be part of this FBI investigation.
Uh huh.
Where they're gonna give me like a dog suit, and they're just gonna, it's like the big Trojan Warriors where they had the Trojan horse, and they snuck it into the city. They're gonna put me in a big dog suit, and I'm going to sneak into the Michael Vick kennel.
How about this? McGruff the crime dog versus Michael Vick. On WWE.
That would be awesome. My money's on McGruff the crime dog. He's a tough some bitch.
And he's got one of those shocker things.
He is. Well, the corkscrew, too, he has.
I guess
that's one of the weapons in his arsenal, the corkscrew.
I guess Timmy Taylor or Tiny Taylor, whatever the Taylor's name was,
he's turning on him. He's turning on Vic.
It sounds almost like a mafia thing.
It is. They're all trying to point Vic as the culprit. It reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Bart joined the mafia, and they after they got busted, they said that Bart was the leader of the mafia. Because let's face it, the Vic boys, they're not the head of any organization, not smart enough.
You know, what kills me is he like owns this beautiful piece of property, and it didn't know what was going on.
He doesn't. I mean, because he's Michael Vick. He just gives money and houses the people.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard this, Randy, but Bill Walsh still dead.
That's an update, Bill. Pope is too.
Yeah. When Bill Walsh comes back from the dead, we're keeping everyone informed. There's been the rituals. Joe Montana, Roger Craig, and Jerry Rice have been noted to be voodoo priests that are trying to bring back Bill Walsh.
Tony Stewart fined 25 points and $25,000 for saying bullshit.
Well, I'm surprised he was fine for saying that. I've heard him say worse things than that in a conference.
No kidding. I mean, so I think it was great.
Oh, yeah. I think it adds a little bit of flavor to the NASCAR, other than, like, the people like, well, you know, I did a good race today, and I drove my car really fast in circles, and it was a good time. I did it for the fans. Just in circles all day, just circles driving.
And I don't know who it was, whoever was doing the ESPN. The first thing he asked Tony Stewart was, "How come you didn't climb all the way up to the crow's nest there to get the flag?"
Uh-huh.
And Tony Stewart just looked at him like, "Look, dumbass, I just won the Brickyard 400."
Yeah, probably had to take a dump or something.
You climb up there.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Dial an Asshole. All of our assholes are currently assisting other assholes. To receive a free copy of our quarterly newsletter, The Anal Retentive, please leave your name and number at the beep, and the first available asshole will return your call promptly. Have a shitty day.
Do you ever walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from chap? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that 1 out of 3 marriages are ruined by excessive porno?
Shut up, bitch.
Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View,
Star Jones.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps, you may be addicted to porno.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
Have you ever had somebody give you a bath?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Recently? I mean, I'm not talking about like when you were an infant.
No, I'm talking recently, yes.
Wow. Yes, what was his name?
But it wasn't like, ooh. It was ooh. But it wasn't like, I'm going to wash behind your ears and wash your crack. It was more of a thing in the thing.
More like a tug job?
Yeah, but it was actually in the shower, so that's why I consider it giving a B.
Oh.
Yes.
It's kind of fun to take a shower with somebody every once in a while.
It is.
At least you both know you're clean.
Especially when it's a woman.
Yeah, that's fun.
It is, because I like to see other parts other than my own.
So what else is going on?
Well, let's take a gander. You got all the baseball trades. Kevin Garnett going to the Boston Celtics.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, Boston finally relevant now. I didn't know Boston. I thought Boston had been wiped off the earth in some sort of terrorist act. Apparently not. Apparently Boston still exists.
They're in a rebuilding stage.
They are. They're trying to find people to talk like deists, like the Kennedys, and go out there and be good. Also, there was a rumor Paris Hilton was going to not get any of her family's fortune.
Really?
Yes, that her grandpa was getting quite upset with her partying, but apparently that rumor was false, that she is still going to get all the money, which is good, because I was losing sleep over Paris Hilton not having money.
She needs a spanking.
She does. She really does. She's been a bad girl.
She's been a very bad girl. Lindsay Lohan is still having a good time.
She is. Apparently, this movie that she was in, I know who killed me. Apparently, bombing at the box office.
Well, that didn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, what I am surprised though is that I was reading a review of the movie, and apparently, in the movie, she plays a stripper who has a drinking and alcohol problem.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, Lindsay Lohan really stretching those acting skills. Because from what I can attest to, class act.
She's actually not that bad of an actress.
She's not.
And she's hot.
Yeah, I mean, if you mean by not a bad actress, someone who just can't act their way out of a paper bag, then correct.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I don't think she's that bad.
I mean, she's not. I mean, I'd rather see her just take her top off.
Yeah, and Paris Hilton, they say Paris Hilton's about to make a movie.
Really? I think she's already made a couple.
Well, I mean, a serious, not the adult kind.
Oh, I see. Eh, it might be worth it. I mean, I'd pay, you know, she was in that one movie where she got killed. That made my day.
I don't recall her ever being in a movie.
No, I don't know. I just hope that at the party, for like when they have the, if she does make a movie at the party, it's a password-only sex party. That you can only get in, and the password is El Chupacabra.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
And Paris would say the same thing. I don't know, but it sounds like you know how to spell it. Come on in.
Sounds right. Isn't El Chupacabra a big snake?
All right, we got to wrap things up here. Ken?
You excited? Because if we don't, Rod's going to burn.
Good luck with the adult repair shop.
Yeah, we're selling everything as slightly used.
Have they been cleaned?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wouldn't sell anything dirty.
So if you have any broken down sex toys, contact Ken through our site.
Yes. I'll get them SOBs fixed up and out on the street before you can say Lindsay Lohan's a whore. I mean,
goodbye, Ken.
What? I was looking at these Cindy Crawford topless photos.
Oh.
Yeah, I was distracted there for a second.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, apparently she's still relevant too. Sorry about that, Randy.
I didn't know you could find that on VietnameseBoys.com.
Well, there's lots of things you can find if you put your mind to it.
Bye, Ken.
Bye, Randy.